Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. We've been discussing Amari B'Malchus, Misna Rambam, Melachim 3:8, and the Torah B'Meinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Reb David Zatzal. And we have already seen the flaws, and hopefully we will continue to do so. So now it appears as follows, that everything we explained B'din Moireit, Urak B'Gavne Shekosev Rambam Reish Dvorav, if you remember the first year, we spoke about how the Rambam split his halachas up into two. The Rambam began, Kol Amar b'melech Yisrael yesh l'melech v'shus l'hargo, filu gozer lechet b'sharam she'elech ha'ma komplonu b'loach ol she'yatza b'peser v'yatza chayiv misa. Amartza l'hargo yeharek, she'nemar kol isha yamar espicha. Anybody rebels against the king has wishes to kill him, even if he's goes there and somebody should go to a certain place and he doesn't go, or he shouldn't go out of his house and he goes out. For instance, Chayav Mitza, and if the king wants to kill him, he can kill him. And it says, anybody who rebels against your word will die. We can call him Mevazet HaMelech HaMecharfei Yesh HaMelech Rishus LaHargoi. Anybody who is Mevazet the king, despises the king, disgraces the king goes Rishus to kill him, like Shemi Ben Gera, etc. So, everything we've been saying, כל מה שנתבר בדין מורד, הוא רק בגוונה שכתב הרמב״ם בריש דבריו. In other words, שהויריד מעצמו שלטון המלך. He removed from himself the shilton, the rulership of the king. He wasn't מבז of the king, but he showed that the king isn't the ruler. He didn't listen to the king. Because you're not my boss. You're not the boss of me, as little kids like to say. אבל מה שכתב הרמב"ם בסוף דבריו, ומבזה ומחרף את המלך, somebody who debases the king, disgraces the king, denigrates the king. So that's not included in כל אשר יאמר אספיך, that the רמב"ם brings at the beginning. And his חיוב מיסה, it's not midin moireit b'malchus, it's midin the melech. That it's a reshus for the king to kill somebody who's macharif him. Mikoyach ha-malchus. As the Rambam talks about in Halacha Yud, Vayter, that there are certain dine hariga midin malchus. Rambam writes there, Kol ha-horeg nefashet shelo b'raya b'rura, or b'lo ha-soa afilu b'erechot ha-osonei she-horeg b'shkago yesh le-melech v'shus l'hargo l'sak in o'ilam. Anybody who kills nefashet without a clear raya, or that ha-sra, even with one aid, or a sonei that killed b'shkago, the king has reshus to kill him attack in o'ilam. Afi she-ashah tzricha, v'horeg rabim v'yomechot v'toyle o'minichim, minichim tzuyam rab l'hatil eim v'lish b'yad v'she o'ilam. So if that's what the time needs, the king is allowed to do it. The king has extra powers. And he can even hang people up for days on end in order to stop evil from the world. The king sometimes has to take these measures. So there's a certain din that he can kill, not midin moirid b'malchus. Mikoyach ha-malchus, just the fact that he's king. And that's a special power that the king has. And that's what the Rambam is talking about at the end of the halacha when he talks about somebody's macharif and megadev the king. The king has the right to kill him. That's talking about mikoyach ha-malchus. Kedinim shenitbaru la'alan ba'alacha yud that we just read out. Dinei hariga mikoyach malchus u'bemeila she'eino chayav klal chiyuv klal el reshus be'alma ve'gora midin moireid. So this is less than the din moirid. It says kol ha-moirid b'melech yesh le-melech reshus l'hargoi. Afilu gozer alechad misharam she'elech ha-mok ha-mplon v'loach al-shelet ha-mibes ha-v'yatza chayev miseh. So in the Breishit, use the lashon of chayev, we already discussed in an earlier shir, that it starts at reshus and then it turns into a chiyuv. But you see in the Reisha al kol panim a lashon of chayiv. So you can listen to that early shir for the explanation of why it starts with Rishus and ends up being chayiv. But the point for us is that in the Reisha, the Rambam uses the lashon of chayiv. And in the Sefer, the Rambam just says Rishus. The Rambam there never talks about chayiv. So in the Reisha, you have a chiyuv. First it's Rishus, then Hutar Damo, and then Chiyuv, after Hamad Abedin. But in the Sefer, when he's Mevaza the king, it's Mitin Hariga Mekoyach HaMalchus. That's not called a Chiyuv. That's just a Rishus. And in the Stechema that we referenced in an earlier shiur, he learns that the Sefer is more Chamor. Based on what we're saying, it ain't so. Sefer looks a little bit more chamor, right? Because in the Reisha, he's just not listening. In the Sefer, he's macharif and megadif. That's much worse than not listening. On Koponim, based on our mahalach, it's not so. If he's just mevazes, and then he's mekarech hamalchus, the king can kill him. There's no chiyuv. That's why the Rambam doesn't just say lashon of chiyuv. Only in the Reisha there's a chiyuv. The moireid boi meisim merida vehamroe vekan raki kovud be'alme. Based on what we're saying, it's not like the Stechemet says, but rather a moireid requires a maisa merida, a maisa of rebellion, a maisa of hamro, a maisa of rebellion. And here in the Sefer, it's only ikovid ba'alma. It's just a lack of respect for the king. A serious lack of respect, an egregious lack of respect, but just a lack of respect is supposed to meridon hamra on the king. So the ikovet is notenef sharut lamelech lahorko. That's what gives the king the right to kill him. However, mitzat sheni, in the reisha, it's a din hariga loy rak. Rak mitzat din mitzat chalois ein loy domim shechol al yidei meridoser, like we spoke about in the earlier shir, that in reisha, he has a din of Ein Loi Domim. He doesn't have blood because he's Moireid. And then again, Vayter, the king is Mamed him the din. The king can bring him to court and then kill him, the Chiv to kill him. But it starts that Ein Loi Domim, he loses his blood. His blood doesn't have the status of being a forbidden blood, blood that's forbidden to spill, because of his Merida. Mashen came to Sefer. In the Sefer, you don't have to have a special Chalos of Ein Loi Domim in order to kill him. You could kill him even without that. Mashenkin v'seifa gam belo chalot zo yeshiv shirut laugo. Uvechidush echasim soifer. Borechayim b'simen reishches that we've referenced. Hevi midivrei ha-gemora b'shvuis. B'daf lamed hei amud beis. Malchusa diktola chad mishita be'alma loy me'onsho. A kamalchus that kills 1/6 isn't punished. And it learns from the pasuk of Halef L'Chashlomo Ayin Shem in the Gemara, a famous Gemara Shavuos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And the Chasam Sofer is a big tumult. What the pshat in the Gemara is? The Chasam Sofer says it's not pshat like Tosfos learns in a Mulchama, but even L'Chvoida, even if the Malchus kills L'Chvoida Melech, up to a sixth they're cool. And there the Chasam Sofer writes that it's B'Malchus Akum Dafka. אבל לפי דברינו, הוא גם כן במלכוס ישראל, שזהו דין הרמב״ם כאן. Because it's מדין המלכוס. מדין המלכוס, you're allowed to kill. For covenant המלכוס, he's allowed to kill, and it's up to 1/6. ואין שם עוד שהביא מהגמרא במועד קטן בדף עמוד א', די אליף מקרא והיה לכת דומים, ורשוס ביד המנהיגים לנוש ולהרוג מקרא זה. אין שם דמלך במשפט ימיד אורץ. In other words, the Rambam, the Gemara says, "When Ein Shem Lo Yatzu Vasu Kolayla Shkol Dam Shibshchol Mala, Alei Makasa Kilo Im Shav Untam Lo Vilechad Dam." And where it is derived that if the agents of the courts did not go out and do all these repairs, that with regard to any blood that is shed there on account of their negligence, the verse ascribes to them guilt, as if they had shed it. In other words, their various tikkunim, they have to make, they have to clear thorns from the road and repair the city streets and highways and measure the mikvos. So if they didn't make the proper repairs, and then blood is spilled, so it's on the court. So from there, the Chasam Soifel derives that it's a reshus, yadam anahahigim lanosh velarig. From this pasuk of Vayalech Adam, Ayin Sham, that he learns Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz, the king has to establish judgment. So the king has the right in certain instances, even if people aren't necessarily Chayav Misa, B'din Torah, but he has the right to kill because Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz. And that's the idea of we have here of Harigal I Kovod LaMelech. Zem Vuar B'Lashon HaRambam Kasher Katav B'Sov Tvarav. You can look there in the tshuva. Again, it's in this tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, in Eure Chaim, in Simon Reish Ches. It's always geschmack to open up tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer and learn them. Akoponim, that's the lashon of the Rambam. He can incarcerate and strike a blow with whips for the sake of his honor. The mashmos of the Rambam is that it's a continuation of what it says earlier, that it's an efshalos hariga, that it's permission for the king to kill for his kavod, and the mele for his kavod, he can also be make b'shoytin and lesser v'lakis b'shoytin l'chvoidei. So that's why the Rambam writes here that it's l'chvoidei, because it's a hemshech of what it says earlier, that he's killing the macharif and the megadev, and that's also l'chvoidei. So again, the first part of the Rambam is midin moired b'malchus, and the second part of the Rambam is midin malchus. For I kavod hamelech, the king is allowed to kill or allowed to whip, etc. However, ayin b'chinuch b'mitzvah tof tzadi zayin shel ha'achr shekosav din melech sheyiyeh b'tachlis hakovid kosav de kol ma sheyavo mitzvat hamelech o moreid b'shum inyin. Harishus b'yad ha'melech lehorgoi ve'ein alav tzar ayin b'kach. Ayin sham shehevi mi'ur yachiti sheneschai v'al sh'omer b'fnei ha'melech v'adeini yeyev lo hayaloi lahazkir adnus l'shum odom b'fnei ha'melech. מבואר מדבריו שאינו על הרשוס לעניין שאין בו אובו אין אם יארגנו המלך. ומשום דמש ומדבור דקות איקר דין המוירי, הוא רק מאחמה שהידי זה יש כאן איקיום דין אימוס או אלך עד המלך. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that a king, you have to give a king tachlis hakavod. And anybody who's over mitzvahs hamelech or rebels in any way, there's a reshus for the king to kill him. And he brings from Uri Achiti, who is mischayev misa, because he said to the king, Va'adoini Yoav, and my master Yoav, he called him his master. And he shouldn't have been mentioning adnus in front of the king. He shouldn't have called anybody else an adon in front of the king. So we see from the chinuch that it's a reshus meaning that with respect to the fact that there is no sin if the king kills him, because it's mashma from the chinuch that the whole ikar din moreid is only because through that there is a lack of fulfillment of the din emaso alecha of the king. And so he's understanding, let's say for a chinuch is understanding that this din moreid is midin, lack of kavod, lack of emaso alecha. And by Uriah, he writes correctly that the truth is that Uriah was a lack of kavod. He said, Adoni bifnei ha-melech, like we have in Rashi, Kedushin 43a, Yuma 66b, and in the Ritva there in Yuma and Kedushin, and there's an Arichos about this in the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, in Simon Peches, Sif Kotan Dalet. And since the whole inyan of Mered is a lack of kavod, so avad it's only reshus. So for the chinuch, in the chinuch's world, it's a reshus because it's a lack of kavod. But ledas harambam, no. We distinguish between two different cases. Mered mamish is not machmas I kavod, it's a chiyuv moireid. He's actually rebelling. It's not a lack of kavod. And Bayuri writes Bemes, Shehayam Moired mitzad oiver al gzeiras melech. Uriah was a Moired because he was transgressing the decree of the king. And only in the Seifa which is a regular ikavod, das harambam bazeh, ukechinuch, she'ener el rishus v'inasiyas avon. So, the Rambam classifies Uriah as a Moired b'malchus. Because he was over al mitzvah hamelech. He was over al gzeros hamelech. Because David HaMelech told him to go home, and he didn't listen. That's what it says in the Rambam. Afilu gozer lechad mishar ha'am shiyelech l'mokom ploini v'loy holach. She told him to go to a certain place, and he didn't go. And it says a number of times in the Perek, v'lo yorad el beisoy. So according to the Rambam, his merida b'malchus was that he didn't listen to David. And that is over Agzeres HaMelech. That's a merid b'malchus. And only in the Sefer it's talking about ikavod. So for the Chinuch, the Merida B'Malchus was ikavod. He said Adnus in front of David, calling Yoav an Adon. So that's a lack of kavod, because as far as the Chinuch is concerned, there's only one category. And even ikavod is midin Merid B'Malchus. And Uriah is included in that category, but according to the Rambam, there are two categories. There's Merida b'Malchus and Ikavod b'Malchus, and there's Merida b'Malchus, and Uri is in the category of Merida because he didn't listen. He was over on his tzivur, and for that there's a chiyuv hariga, and that's more chamor. Masha'en came for just being mevazeh the melech. That's a rishus lahargo. That's rishus v'inasin and if the king kills him, he's not noisei avon. I read before, v'ein bo tzar ayin, it should have said sad avon. Right? If the king kills him, that's what the chinuch says. If the king kills him, there is no, the font here isn't always so clear. There's no sin for the king to kill him if he's a moired. But again, according to the Rambam, that's the case of ikavod. And the chinuch, it's any case of merida. V'ayein b'tshuvas chasim sofer b'chelek evan ha'ezer b'simen kuf nun aleph shekosav lodun b'mishtamish b'sharvitoi shel melech sheyesh rishus lahargoy. There's rishus, if someone uses the king's sharvit, his staff, the king has rishus to kill him. Is there a din of kimleva de rabbi minei ayin sham in the tshuvas chasim sofer? Based on what we said, we can say that this is different than merid b'malchus, because even though hutra damo, there's no din kimleva de rabbi minei if it's only towards one person, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that find out Amad Aleph Shabiochal Atzilu Mechav Meivarov, there's no din of Kim Leibed Rav Aminein, even though according to the Briska Rav that we mentioned in a previous shir, he has a din of Ein Loi Domim, if Yochal Atzilu Mechav Meivarov, if you can neutralize him by shooting him in the leg. But nevertheless, there's no din of Kim Leibed Rav Aminein. We see that by Aboyel, the Briskerov says that there's a din of Ein Loi Domim B'Yochel Atzilu Bechad Nevorov. And we see by Aboyel Aram B'Shekanoim Pogim Bodet Rabbi Kibreger and Afla, at the beginning of the third parak of Ksubis, learn that there is Kim Leibed Rabbi Minei by Aboyel Aramis. So we have to say that there the reason is, because Huto Domo Klape Kulam, that's why there's a din of Kim Leibed Rabbi Minei, because Huto Domo, if it's kanoim, if it's a boil aramis, huta dama kape kulam, vis-a-vis everybody, his dam is mutter. Mashenkein beroidef shiyochol laatziloi be'echod me'evorov, ein din, ein loy damim biyachas lemi shiyochol laatzilo be'echod me'evorov. Kumo shekosev arav mi brisk. When it comes to roidef, you can save him with one of his limbs, There's no din, ein loy damim, vis-a-vis the person who could save him, be'echad me'evarav. So if towards this person who could shoot him in the legs, there's no din of ein lo damim. We discussed this brisker rav in a previous shiur. In other words, if yachal atzil bechem evarav, so he's not allowed to kill him, but he's not chayiv if he does. Vimkein loyreid shelo hutil damo ela lamelech. So Moreid b'malchus, that his blood is permitted only to the king, is like this roidev. So, when someone is Moreid b'melech, so even if his dam is only mutter to the king, that's what we were discussing, is his dam mutter to the king or is his dam mutter to everybody? Even if his dam is only mutter to the king, but never let him see Machos Beis Dav or Machos Yisrael, but even if his dam is only mutter to the king, so he's like a rodev, but afterwards, a rodev shecha yachal atzil bechad meivarav, but afterwards, there's a chi of misa ide Sanhedrin. So therefore, it's a maisa that's mechayiv him misa. So it could be that there, when he's married b'melech, there's going to be a din of kim lev d'rabim in it, because this is a maisa that could be mechayiv him misa. If afterwards, like we said, that the king convenes a beisdin. Mashen kein mishtamish b'shavito shel melech, which is just ikavod v'rishus rak l'melech l'hargoi. So l'chora, that's just a lack of kavod. And it's a rishus only for the king to kill him. And not an official chi of misa. So apparently there's no din of kim lebed rabimine. Kim abaroidev shiachol atzil bechad meivarav. Just like Rodev Shechal Atzil Bechad Meivarav, there's no din of Kim Levi Rabbi Mine. When it comes to somebody who's Baal Aramis Kanaim Pogim Baal, so his dam is mutter to everybody. But when it's Yechal Atzil Bechad Meivarav, Klape, the person who's Yechal Atzil Bechad Meivarav, so his dam is in mutter, he's not allowed to kill him. If he does, he's not chayiv, but he's not allowed to kill him. In the Mela, there's no din of kim lev d'rabim ine. So too, one is mishtamish b'sharvito shel melech. So that's just a ma'aseh aviv kavod. It's only reshus l'melech l'hargo. It's not something that could be mechayiv in misa. Like when one is married b'melech. When it's married b'melech, that's a ma'aseh that could be mechayiv misa. But here, it's just reshus l'melech l'hargo. So that can't be mechayiv in misa. This ma'aseh aviv kavod. And therefore, there's no din of kim lev d'rabim ine. And here it's even better than a roidev shechal atzil bechad meivarav, because there at least he's a roidev. He's trying to kill somebody. But here it's just a heter v'ina siyasavla. It's even lighter than a regular roidev. Here it's just a heter to kill him, and it's not a sin if one does so. And in the Sefer Ibe Anachal and Simen Vav, he discusses the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perikut Beis, Pasuk He, Ki ben mavis ha'ish ves ha'kivsa yishalim arba asayim. In the famous Mashal ha'kivsa that Nosson proposed to David HaMelech, that this man took the person's only kivsa, the poor person's only kivsa. So David HaMelech says that he's chayav misa and he has to pay four times for the kivsa. Why isn't there Kim Leib de Rabmine? Once he's a Ben Mavis for stealing the Kivsa, so why should he have to pay four times? So based on what we said, we understand that the Chiv there is Mishvatei Amalucha. And there's no kim levi de rabbi mine. It's mishpatei hamelucha of this person's chayv misa for stealing the kivsa. And there's no mishpatei hamelucha. So that's one reason why, and just like we have now by using the sharvit of the melech, it's mishpatei hamelucha. And Rishis Lamelech Laharbo, there's no Chi of Misa, and there's no Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine. And anyway, there, that's not a Kasha, because Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine is on Chiyuve Torah. And there, the paying four times is Mishpat HaMelech. That's not Chiyuve Torah. So in the mail, there's going to be no Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine. They're paying four times. That's a special. So you're right, he's Chayv Misa. And you say, oh, what does he have to pay four times for? The answer is, it's Mishpat HaMelech. What is four times? Where do you see that person? A thief, the Ganav or Gazan has to pay four times. So since it's Mishpat HaMelech, and not Michiyuv HaTorah, there's no Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine. And this we can explain a Tamur Sugi and Yumadav Samafov on the base. But that's our voda for the next year, Bili Neder. And I thank you so much for listening. And we still have a Veltimore to say. And this Rambam. It's not much unbelievable. Not normal. Siyata Dishmaya. Okay. So thank you so much for listening. And Bili Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.